Hare Krishna. Back from Istanbul, where there seems to be constant disturbance, agitation in the non-devotee field. In our own facilities, everything's going fantastic. We finally have a new, very beautiful, expanded facility, which goes by the name of Gauranga Yoga. Because we have to be a yoga association and we practice yoga, can't be propagating a religion. And it's in just on a side street, 50 meters off of one of the thousands of unlimitedly busy streets of Istanbul. And it's an extremely attractive property. It was already in very good condition. It's got a basement, a ground floor. We're having a cafe that's not yet built. And of course, by the way, you can look at the pictures. I put pictures up yesterday. And it also has an upstairs where we have the temple room or the yoga studio, changing rooms, bathrooms, accommodation for Sriram Das, who lives there, who's now already speaking Turkish. And the place is really, really dynamic. There's already two devotees who are in full-time employ there, and Nrisimha Krishna, who's really the power force and the powerhouse behind preaching in Turkey, in Istanbul. He's hoping that the income from cafe, yoga classes, other types of seminars, and so on, shop, will be sufficient to maintain him so that he can quit his job. And he can just devote himself full time. Both he and his wife, Krishnamala, have such a wonderful preaching spirit. And it was the type of spirit that Srila Prabhupada wanted from his householders, more or less like sannyasis, willing to do whatever it takes in order to spread Krishna consciousness. And there's fantastic scope for spreading Krishna consciousness in Turkey, especially in Istanbul, which is such a cosmopolitan city. There are other more conservative areas, and there are also other very liberal areas like Izmir, Antalya, and and the people who come are very classy people, educated people, intelligent people, and of course open-minded. So it's a real wonderful facility, wonderful devotees doing it, and no doubt getting lots and lots of mercy from Srila Prabhupada for presenting Krishna consciousness in a Muslim country, because that's what Turkey more or less is, although it's secular country, and in one sense the feeling, national feeling, is very much so, but still everybody, or at least a large percentage, are Muslims. And So you can hear prayers five times a day, all throughout the city. Very, very nice, very attractive. It's a sankirtan. And now we're planning to see how things develop. On Sunday, the temple was full. We had more than 70 guests. It was almost like now we're ready to find another place. The temple was full. Didn't know where to seat everybody. We started off doing Gita Jayanti, but then after the first six chapters, we just switched to having kirtan and talking with the guests. Wonderful facility. So that's our sort of brief report on Istanbul. And the Lord would like to have something to contribute to preaching there. Well, they can get in touch with me. And if someone would like to contribute in a financial way, then you can also get in touch with me or write directly to Nishinga Krishna. It's certainly something to get a lot of mercy for, to help support preaching in an extremely dynamic country that may or may not enter the EU, but really has 80 million people. It's a huge, huge big preaching field. And there are many, many places that we have yet to develop and establish. Yeah. I think that Srila Prabhupada here, and the way that Prabhupada really invested international energy and funds into developing India, Srila Prabhupada would do similar things in other places, such as Turkey, for instance, to help the devotees who are really doing their best to spread the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the process of Gauranga Yoga, which simply means through chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.